Good day, this is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 207 for Friday, January 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed amid light choppy activity Friday morning. Downward pressure came from the weakness in Chicago soybeans, while strength in soy oil was supportive. Canola values were anywhere from unchanged to a dollar higher. The March contract up 60 cents at $440.40 per ton. Expectations that farmer selling of canola will increase in Western Canada now that we're in a new tax year added to the bearish tone. The large U.S. soybean crop continued to overhang the market, as did generally good weather for the development of South American beans. On the other side, the sharply lower Canadian dollar underpinned the market as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Spillover support from the gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures was also bullish, as was steady commercial demand for canola. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly lower Friday morning. Soybean futures were anywhere from 6 to 10 cents lower, March down 8.5 cents at $10.15 per bushel. Downward pressure came from reports of generally favorable growing conditions for South America's very large soybean crop. Expectations that strength in the U.S. dollar index will slow export demand for U.S. soybeans also weighed on the market. However, ongoing worries about unfavorable weather reducing Malaysian palm oil production were supportive. Corn futures moved lower. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 4 cents softer. March down 3.25 cents at $3.93.75 per bushel. Follow-through selling on Wednesday's losses weighed on prices as the market broke below psychological support levels. Strength in the U.S. dollar index and ongoing weakness in outside energy markets were also bearish for corn. However, continued signs of improving export demand for U.S. supplies helped to temper the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were also weaker. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents lower, March down 6.25 cents at $5.83.5 per bushel. Chart-based selling after the market broke below key support levels earlier in the week was bearish. A return to more beneficial weather in U.S. winter wheat growing regions and ideas that recent cold weather didn't cause much winter kill also weighed on the market. The strong U.S. dollar further undermined values as it made U.S. wheat less attractive on the export market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, January 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields.